greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Saturday. Welcome to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for this hour, Todd McGreevy, and I appreciate you tuning in today on Saturday, April 16th, 2011. We're going to talk about several things today, and primarily I'm going to focus on sustainability, sustainable development, and Agenda 21, and ICLEI, depending on how you want to pronounce it, and I want to make sure folks are reminded to check out republicbroadcasting.org. Per usual, excellent list of headlines there. Everything from the White House drafting the bill to expand the Department of Homeland Security cyber responsibilities to a workaround for domain name seizures to the CFR elite globalist brag show, fracking, a nightmare destroys small farmers. These are all important headlines you're not going to see. IRS to increase pre-crime enforcement. I'm so glad to see that's on there. I happened to watch the commissioner of the IRS, his speech before the National Press Club recently on C-SPAN. It was chilling and surreal to watch. So if you want to get a heads up on that, go to the headline there at republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of good information there. You can also subscribe to the archives. You can make a donation, and you can also pick up some Republic Broadcasting gear at Republic at the online store. At republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, the name of the show is Common Sense Revisited, which is inspired by the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original, which you can check out at commonsenserevisited.com. And there you will be able to download a beautiful PDF of the 48-page primer on the differences between indigenous power and surrogate power and the study of the history of a republic and bottom-up government versus the democracy we now have and top-down government. I'm really thankful that folks on this network continue to try and reverse the brainwashing that's going on in the media and the schools about that we're in a democracy. If I hear that anymore, I'm probably going to go insane. It is over and over and over repeated, and it is the complete misnomer that this country was founded as a democracy. In fact, our founders eschewed the term democracy, and it's written about in numerous places. And it continues to be abused constantly from the highest levels of government all the way down to your local unbeknownst media newbies out there that just repeat the meme over and over. So if you do anything, if you get anything from Republic Broadcasting Network, you get that we are in a republic. We'd like to be in a republic, at least, rather than a democracy. As I've said many times before, the definition of a democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what is for dinner. So if that doesn't sum it up for you as you try to explain the differences to your friends, family, and neighbors, I'm not sure what will. So I encourage you to take a look at my blog. I have the show notes already posted at thirdrailblog.com. That is thirdrailblog, thirdrailblog.com. At that website today, I have today's show notes. And in general, the question is, as I move some things around here on my screen, is Agenda 21 coming to your town or county? If you're hearing or seeing the terms sustainable development or smart growth or smart planning or green team within the proceedings of your city or county government, then you can be assured that Agenda 21. Planners behind the global local initiatives being proposed for you, your community that is not going to be sustainable if implemented is your personal property rights. We're going to get back to that and talk about why you should care about Agenda 21 right after the break. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Welcome back to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Appreciate you staying with us today. I'm Todd McGreevy, your host for the next hour. And at the 1 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock Central, after this show is over, you can tune into Radio Free Market. And this week's show is titled Guilty Until Proven Innocent, The Crime of Civil Asset Forfeiture, with researchers Audrey Spaulding and John Payne. Audrey Spaulding is a policy analyst at the Show Me Institute, and it says here, don't be so quick to assume your city's budget meetings are boring. When Ms. Spaulding went to her own city meeting, they were discussing a $1 million surplus from the legal theft of federal civil asset forfeiture. What is civil asset forfeiture? How does it work, and how does it affect every locality, including yours, in the country? When Audrey and John learned that the Missouri was one of the worst states in the U.S. committing this form of government theft, they dug deeper, learned how this abusive law, quote, law, allows police officers to confiscate all of your belongings, including your own home. And here's the real scary part, without you having committed a crime. So I encourage you to stick around for this. It's about civil asset forfeiture. And Michael McKay, the host of Radio Free Market, and his team always does a great job of preparing and having a very excellent show. So that's up at 1 o'clock, folks. Check it out. So Agenda 21, smart planning, green teams. Are you hearing this in your community? Have you ever heard of ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives? Say that again out loud to yourself. International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. Now, have you ever heard the term oxymoron? I think this fulfills that definition. International Council on Local Initiatives. So complete top-down, folks. Complete top-down. This is a global to local initiative. And at thirdrailblog.com, you can. There's links to numerous resources here. And one of the best ones is freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. And I'm going to read an excerpt from an article in the newspaper that I own and published called The River City's Reader. This is a commentary, and I'm going to read a few paragraphs. There's a link to the whole story here, but this gives you a good summary. It starts with, how's this for a conspiracy theory? A global agenda unveiled in 1992 during the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, called UNCED, also known as the Rio Earth Summit, that is being progressively implemented in every level of government in America through a United Nations initiative called Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Agenda 21, as it is referred to in the UN's own documentation, there's a link to it at thirdrailblog.com, is a, quote, comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations system, governments, and major groups in every area in which humans impact on the environment. The article goes on to say its purpose, to centrally own and control the planet's resources under the guise of smart planning and sustainable development. In fact, for most UN-accredited non-governmental organizations, NGOs, Agenda 21 is synonymous with sustainable development. The two primary goals of Agenda 21 are to, one, decrease the world population to sustainable levels, as a means to effectively control labor, the planet's number one resource, and two, eradicate individual property rights via comprehensive land use planning that dictates land use according to a global master plan that includes control of everything from food to health to energy to security, and the list goes on. So you can read the rest of that column at a link there at thirdrailblog.com. Here in Scott County where I live, and let me back up a second, just to take a macro look at this too, because, you know, there are so many things for us to be concerned about in our given day. Is this yet another, you know, thing we have to be worried about? I mean, whether it's natural or man-made disasters or the economy and the thievery that's going on of our wealth through the Federal Reserve and the unconstitutional bailouts, whether it's the distractions of the kabuki theater that's called Congress. What I've talked about is, you know, anything at the federal level is just a huge distraction. You know, why should you care about Agenda 21? Well, A, at a minimum, it's coming to your town. I guarantee it. If it's not already in place in your community, if you go to the Third Rail blog, there's a link there that says you can look up and find out if your community's there. It's at ICLEIUSA.org. That is ICLEIUSA.org. And you can drill down to the about and members, and you can see the member list there. And you can go in and see who is a member of ICLEI, if your county is, or if your town or city is a member. And ICLEI is the front man, if you will, the arm of Agenda 21 that provides the resources and the blueprint, if you will, for these councils of government, for these staffers and bureaucrats to plug into and bring smart planning to their community. And, you know, I brought up all the macro stuff for a second ago because it's like, why should you care? Well, this is an issue that is right in your local backyard. It is a it could be considered maybe a blessing in disguise, and I say that cautiously, because when this is brought forward, it can bring a dialogue to the forefront. It can bring a lot of issues, especially with regards to personal rights, personal property rights, and the Bill of Rights, to the forefront with your elected officials, who heretofore are pretty much ignorant of the oath that they took to uphold, as you probably can attest if you've investigated anything in your local community. And when these type of plans are brought forward through the paid staff, whether it's your city administrator or your city planner or your county administrator or your, in some communities like Austin, which we've talked about before on this show, they even have a hired sustainability director, a whole another division created around this kind of stuff. So why should you care? A, if you don't care, you're going to have essentially the violations of your personal property rights brought to bear through what I call soft law. This is going to be through fiat. It's going to be through central planning. It's going to be central planning you don't have a say in. It's going to be central planning that is going to, under the auspices of environmentalism, going to control how far or close away from your place of employment you live or work. It's going to control emissions from your vehicles. It's going to control what type of vehicle you can drive or own. It's going to control what kind of food you can grow. If they can't do it from the top down, they being the central planners. And I say they, I'm talking about the folks that want to control resources, as we explained before. And this started at the UN. This is not a conspiracy. The documents are readily available. And if any of your, if you see this stuff happening in your local community and your city councilman or your county supervisor or the staff try and plead, you know, ignorance and or, you know, oh, we don't know. We're not involved with that. Do not believe it at all. If those terms are being bandied about, you have Agenda 21 at your doorstep. We here in Scott County, it started with, in our county level, it started with the stimulus funds that the feds put out, and it trickled down to the Department of Energy. And we have what's called a regional council of governments here called Bi-State Regional Commission, which is originally started as a transportation consortium, which in theory is a good idea, especially in a bi-state region. On a Mississippi River, where you need to coordinate between states with regards to transportation. That was formed, you know, 30, 40 years ago. But it's morphed into a really kind of a shadow government, if you will, of unelected, an unelected body. But it gets grants from federal and state granting authorities and then develops these plans for jurisdictions, if you will. And our county supervisors elected to allow our staff to pursue a sustainability plan with the help of the Bi-State Regional Commission. So for a year, the Bi-State Regional Commission and our county staff met with, so to speak, stakeholders and to do advisory committee meetings to talk about the three-legged stool regarding sustainability and so forth. And, you know, the environment and equity and economy are the three legs. And, a lot of talk about social justice and social equity and so forth. And I call these things tummy rubs, essentially. They checked, it's called consensus building. I went to a couple of these meetings. I videotaped them, and I did a head count at one of them. There were 19 people in one of the meetings, and I counted out of the 19 people in the room, only two out of the 19 worked for the private sector, did not work for a government entity, did not rely on their income and their personal employment through coercion and taxation, only two of 19. So this is the kind of central planning going on behind the scenes. And what came of this effort after a year was a 100-plus page document called the Sustainability Plan, and it's a draft. And it was presented to our county board of supervisors with the intention of having them adopt it. And when you drill down on these documents, it's really kind of chilling. To drill down on these, I'm going to read from you an analysis I did on this document and a letter I wrote to the Board of Supervisors. I said, "Dear Scott County Board of Supervisors, please find below instances where the term require is used in the sustainability plan draft, the plan proposed by the county staff to be adopted by this board by the end of April. On page 3, and actually I'm going to read a little longer excerpt of that because it is important. Let's see, here it is. Importance of sustainability. It's about balancing needs. It's the equilibrium or ideal point where no negative effects occur related to the environment, economy, and society. If our daily practices are off the mark of sustainability, then life may be bearable but not ideal. Efforts might be equitable or viable, but they may not be sustainable. A key aspect of sustainability is conserving or protecting our resources for future generations to utilize and enjoy. For some, sustainability is an easy proposition. And when we get right back after the break, I'm going to read to you what this plan says. However, for others, what the proposition of sustainability might mean. You might be surprised. Stay tuned.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us here on Republic Broadcasting Network and Common Sense Revisited, where we're attempting to promote the benefits of bottom-up government versus top-down and reminding ourselves that any right that we cannot enforce is no right at all. And, you know, when you're up against these sustainability central planners and you're up against the green teams of the world, I mean, it's a little difficult because you kind of start out of the gate disadvantage, because who doesn't want to help the environment? Who doesn't want to be a steward of our natural resources for generations to come? These are the surface elements around these type of initiatives, and they sound on the surface, you know, wonderful. And why would we not want to be part of such a thing? Especially, you know, a younger audience that's not really privy to the machinations and the central planning going on behind the scenes. So at first, you know, if you're trying to challenge these initiatives in your community, you may be considered, you know, not caring about your community or not caring about your society. They wrap it up in such, you know, flowery language. And, you know, I wish that the powers that be were so concerned about the stewardship of our future generation with regards to debt, with regards to these illegal foreign wars. You know, it would be great if they applied such concerns to the future resources on that level. But I digress. Let me get back to the sustainability plan that's being proposed where I live. And I'm going to read you some key excerpts from it. Hopefully you'll find them compelling enough to look into your own community. So this is, at the beginning, the introduction, the importance of sustainability. And they say, for some, sustainability is an easy proposition. The problem is easily seen. And embracing the actions and values that will address the issues are readily incorporated into our daily lives or organizational culture. Sustainability might make economic sense or have social benefits. For others, the awareness and understanding, as well as the actions that may be required to embrace sustainability, may occur much slower. I don't know if I'm overcooking this or not, folks, but when I read that, I just was like, can we get any more Orwellian? I mean, for others, the awareness and understanding, as well as the actions that may be required. Required actions. When I see the term required actions in a document that my government is attempting to adopt, I want to pay even closer attention. I don't know about you. You look for key terms and memes in these documents, and hopefully you can get your hands on one that's not a scanned version, so you can actually do some word searches and find the term requirement. I found the term requirement 11 times. Some of the more important references of it are, you know, action. This is from page 34. Review the Iowa Department of Natural Resources monitoring programs and for requirements and opportunities for funding. You know, review the DNR's program requirements for opportunities for funding. Page 36, incorporate low emission requirements into bid specifications, both purchasing and contract. Incorporate low emission requirements into bid specs. Action on page 37, review building codes for impediments and or requirements supporting energy conservation and update accordingly. Page 38, action, review building codes for impediments and or requirements supporting universal design and update accordingly. Page 41, other tasks and requirements may be required of the county in addition to those listed. Now keep in mind, here is a board of supervisors, five, you know, fairly unsuspecting people in my humble opinion, maybe one or two actually know the real score, and other tasks and requirements may be required of the county. When you adopt language like this, you are just opening Pandora's box. Page 41, again, yet other activities will require significant time and funding investment from public and private interests. Yet other activities will require significant time and funding investment from public and private interests. What the heck does that mean? I went on to write to these supervisors. I ask you, isn't everything that is required already being enforced? If there is something new to be required, under whose authority, sanction, and determination shall it be required and approved as meeting such a requirement? By allowing this language into a plan that this body adopts, you are winding up a toy for unelected, unaccountable employees and organizations to influence and, in some instances, dictate land use, commerce, and county fiscal policy via a vague, unlawful authority. This documentation and critique of the usage of require is just a portion of the debate that should be occurring on your watch. Consider that the staff took a year to develop this plan, and now they are asking the public and the board to rubber stamp it in less than a month since its public announcement on March 29th. Your county staff had the resources of the Bi-State Regional Commission at their disposal for a year to generate this 100-plus page plan. The public, what do they have? A comment box at the webpage for a few weeks. If it is worth doing, it is worth doing well and within the parameters and restrictions that your oath of office dictates. This document, with so much promise for so much motivation for behavior change in Scott County, and I give some examples. This is another meme in here about behavior. This is on page 4. Technology and the availability of solutions to some sustainability issues also can affect the speed at which behaviors are changed. Technology can affect the speed at which behaviors are changed. The new normal, folks. That's what's being proposed by unelected, unaccountable central planners. The new normal. What is going to be the new normal in your town? You need to get involved and find out. With the bottom half of the hour, we're going to take a break. Please support all the advertisers you hear on RBN. We'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And we're back, folks. Thanks for staying with us here on Common Sense Revisited. And I was reading from a letter I wrote to the Scott County Board of Supervisors, and I'm almost to the end of it here. And I have posted it, by the way, at thirdrailblog.com. It is linked inside today's show links if you want to see the full text of this and review it again. And what I was talking about in this letter was that this document with so much promise, with so much motivation for behavior change, surely warrants a longer public discussion than less than 4 weeks, does it not? And I quote some examples of the word behavior change being used in this document, including our behavior must change for sustainability to become the new normal. And I have to hand the central planners, give them credit for So in terms of the communication and publicity and marketing angle, stating that they want this to be the new normal is brilliant on their part. And I do applaud their efforts in terms of, you know, ability to migrate people to their belief system. And, you know, what I would love to do is to get our elected officials to ask themselves, and I have asked them this in some face-to-face meetings. This doesn't just happen in writing. We do have some face-to-face meetings with them. You know, how about the new normal being liberty? How about the new normal being freedom? How about the new normal being rule of law, not rule of men? Can we consider such things? You know, I would encourage you to look out for this term, new normal. So they'll go on to say changing consumption behaviors is something that needs to happen. Let me finish the letter here. I write to them, who is going to enforce the actions required to embrace the definition of sustainability as the plan calls for on page 3? I leave you this evening with this additional quote from page 3. Education and funding resources are founding elements for creating sustainable practices. Education and funding resources are founding elements for creating sustainable practices. Is educating the county the role of this body? Is creating practices the role of this body? Is directing staff to seek unsustainable funding resources, resources they can't get without more coercive taxation, in order to pursue this education and creation of these practices, the constitutionally authorized role of this body? Why cannot sustainable practices be borne out in the private sector on their own, in the manner that is best suited for the residents of Scott County, determined by themselves? The county can lead all at once with its own staff behavior change, internal policies for fiscal practices that embrace their definition of sustainability, and so forth. But imposing those practices and behavior change upon the people of Scott County is not the role of this government. This plan, if adopted as is, will be an unwieldy beast of proportions for future generations you cannot imagine yet. By adopting this top-down, taxpayer-funded approach to education, influence, and fiscal policy decision-making by unelected organizations, you are ceding authority the voters of Scott County did not bestow upon you. Please take caution as you consider rubber-stamping what the staff and bi-state has so assiduously laid before you. What is clear with sustainability practices, which, as the materials I've provided you previously prove, is that the only thing not sustainable with plans such as these is the rights of the individual, the very rights your oath of office dictate you must protect. For a perspective of someone who has walked in your shoes, please review this video. And I give them a link to the Carroll County Board of Supervisors presentation in Carroll County, Maryland. And they woke up recently in Carroll County and ended their sustainability plan trajectory by ending their membership in ICLEI, in the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. Thanks for taking the time to consider these concerns. I'm hopeful you'll take a much longer approach to working through the nuances and underlying intent of the dictates within this plan prior to any final decisions on adoption or not being made by this body. Then I have a postscript, because that new normal, it just is gnawing at me. When did this elected body determine that Scott County requires a new normal and what the makeup of that new normal should be? You are setting a pathway and direction for your staff that supersedes any previous goal setting, comprehensive plans, or measurements previously established by adopting this plan. Now, just to let you know, this is only one communication that I've had with our elected officials. I've had face-to-face meetings with 3 of the 5 specifically regarding this sustainability plan, and I've presented questions to them at one of their committee of the whole meetings, and I've been to numerous meetings prior to this. In fact, some staff meetings that were closed to the public, I ended up going in on, much to the chagrin of the staff. So I preface all this with that it just doesn't take one letter, folks. You've got to be diligent. You know, you citizen vigilance is key here if you're going to have any impact. Now, I did get a call a day after I sent this note out to our supervisors, and one of them called me and said, Todd, we got your letter, and we are going to table any action this month on it. And I said, when will this get dealt with in the future? To be determined. So I'm not taking that as a victory at all, but I am taking it as a pause, a much-needed pause, so this community can have a larger, broader, more in-depth, and more transparent dialogue than a public comment box before it's rubber stamped into being. And to that end, as far as the longer public forum, if you will, I want to point out there's some other inspiring things going on, and I found this at freedomadvocates.org. The folks in Edmond, Oklahoma, back in March, a little over a month ago, were dealing with this very matter as well. There, and I'm not very familiar with Edmond. I think it's near Oklahoma City. I think it's like a bedroom community of Oklahoma City. And this is inspiring, as you can imagine, folks. And there's a link to this at thirdrailblog.com. It's also at freedomadvocates.org. The citizens started really paying attention to Agenda 21. Many of them did. And started calling out the city staff about their membership in ICLEI, in the ICLEI, international council that was trying to dictate their sustainability practices in their community. And so they started asking a lot of hard questions and demanding some public forums. And through their pressure, they actually were able to have these public forums. And one of them happened on March 7th. And as we round out the show today, I'm going to ask our producer to play the MP3 file of this this public forum, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes here. But it's over 2 hours long, and I have a link to it, both the video at thirdrailblog.com, as well as I ripped an MP3 file of the video. So I'd encourage you to right-click on it, download it, put it in your iPod, your MP3 player, your laptop. You can listen to it in your car if you have a long trip coming up or something like that, because it is long. It's over 2 hours. But we'll spend 2 hours watching a chick flick or a drama or some action movie, won't we? You should take 2 hours. This is as inspiring as you could possibly imagine, because it is regular people like you and I standing up and asserting their indigenous authority, their indigenous power in the face of a government. And they actually, after this presentation they made, and they got 5 minutes to speak, and the nuances of it are that it was held in some auditorium in Edmond, and it was 4 city staffers at the front of the room, very official with the tablecloth and the placards, and they're in control, and no applause, please, and very, very typical central planning type approach to things. And they allow the public to come up and speak for 5 minutes or less at the microphone. And over the process of this 2.5 hours, 20 people get up and speak, and only one out of the 20 is four. The sustainability plan and for membership in ICLEI, and the other 19 are adamantly against it. And they make some very eloquent, common sense statements. And it's there's a couple of moments in here where there's a little, snafu here or there where somebody's a little off kilter. But I have to applaud the folks at Edmond. If you're listening from Oklahoma, you have some very smart people who are paying close attention. And the long-winded, reason I'm telling you all this is that a few days after these folks asserted themselves like they did, the city council dropped their membership in ICLEI. And one of the best things I heard one of the citizens there say was, we are actually burnishing the reputation of ICLEI by us being a member. They're benefiting from our association. Why are we allowing them to trade on our good name? We are a very good community. People want to live in Edmond. They move here because they want to have the lifestyle that we've created in Edmond. And us being a member of ICLEI only makes it better for ICLEI. I wanted the person to say they should be paying us. And I thought that was a really good way to put it. So I encourage you, if you're interested in listening to that entire segment, check it out. And also, there is a group that started up called Govern Edmond locally, that was started kind of a local liberty alliance, if you will, I'm guessing, and their website is GELOK.org, and there's some more resources there as well about what they're doing in Edmond. I'd encourage you to take a look at that. So I think we have a caller on the line, and I will take one call here in the spirit of keeping dialogue open. Lee, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Leah, what's on your mind? And then I want to get to a clip from Edmond. What's up?
Well, you're talking about ICLEI. And it was interesting. This is something I had learned about a few months back. And there are people who really don't seem to believe that this is actually connected to Agenda 21. And if you go to their website, it says clearly, our programs and projects promote, participate, long-term strategic planning that address local sustainability while protecting global common goods, to purchase local action, the internationally agreed upon goals and targets such as Agenda 21, the Rio Conventions. Now, this goes all the way back to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, June 3rd to the 14th, 1992.
Lee, you're absolutely dead on. And what was at issue in Edmond was that the city staff had claimed to the local news media that they were just ignorant of Agenda 21, that their membership in ICLEI had nothing to do with Agenda 21, and you know that they'd never been contacted by anybody at the UN or Agenda 21, and it wasn't anything that they were even familiar with. And I think that is what sparked the uprising of the people, was, you know, we're getting BS'd here. You know, this is they're buffaloing us, and as one person put, you know, here, maybe not on this clip on this show, but if you listen to the segment, and you can, there's the three-click challenge. In fact, I think it's at the Govern Edmond Locally, GELOK.org website, where, let me pull it up real quick here. They have the three-click challenge. It's right there. The three-click challenge is our slogan, he says. Three clicks of a mouse, and you go from ICLEI's website to the United Nations Agenda 21 documentation. And they say click one. From any web browser, go to ICLEI.org. Click two. Click on programs. Click three. You scroll down, you see Agenda 21. It's right there, as plain as the nose on your face. They're totally hooked up.
I know it. And when you mentioned Scott Downey, it got me thinking, and I'm not sure if you're talking about the same Scott Downey, but I immediately thought of the RC Reader. So I went to the RC Reader to see what was up lately, and here it is. On January 20th, county staff explained that adopting these principles from ICLEI was a requirement to be eligible for future state and federal sustainability grant, and this is under Iowa Code 18B Land Use, which reads in part, ladies and gentlemen, governmental, community, and individual stakeholders, including those outside the jurisdiction of this entity, are encouraged to be involved and provide comment during deliberation of planning, zoning, development and resource management decisions, and during implementation of such decisions, individuals, communities, regions, and governmental entities should share in the responsibility to promote the equitable distribution of development benefits and costs.
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the two primary goals of all this is one, to be under Agenda 21, which is directly connected to ICLEI, one, decrease the world population to sustainable levels. This is in their words, folks, not mine. As a means to effectively control labor, the planet's number one resource, labor, and two, eradicate individual property rights via comprehensive land use planning that dictates land use according to a global master plan that includes control of everything from food to health to energy to security. These are their words, not mine.
Lee, I appreciate you reading that. I actually read that at the beginning of the show, and it's worth repeating. And, you know, what's critical to understand, too, folks, is that what I learned from watching this Edmond, Oklahoma segment was ICLEI, some people did their research, and they went and found the charter. When you become a member of ICLEI, they actually have you sign a charter, have the city sign the charter, and it says that your city will be governed by their rules. They're actually getting involved. They pay them $1,200 a year for membership, and they actually signed on to the charter, which ceded their authority. I mean, this is when I've got to get a copy of their charter and the application for involvement. And what's interesting, too, is I went and looked up, when you go to ICLEI.org and you try and use their search engine to find out if your community is involved, the search engine's broken. It doesn't work. They've turned it off, okay? So you need to go to ICLEIUSA.org, all right? That's ICLEIUSA.org. They have they've got a branch all over the world. And at that USA one, you can find drill down to members under about members and so forth, and you can see if your community or town or county is involved.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now, and here in Georgia, yeah, we got seven.
Yeah, and again, it sounds great on the surface. Who's not for, you know, saving the environment and what these folks, and I know it's like a broken record, I cannot implore you enough to listen and watch this Edmund segment, because they get up and they talk about, look, we're for stewardship of our environment. We want our resources to be, we want clean water. We want clean air. You know, yes, of course we do. But we don't want somebody from afar. We don't need some, you know, satellite way out there away from us controlling and telling us how to run our lives. And the example I use when I talk to my supervisors is right before the Super Bowl, I heard on the mainstream news that it was dictated that at the airport in Dallas, if you had a compressed natural gas taxi, not a combustible engine taxi, but a CNG, you got to go to the front of the line for your taxi fare. And it may sound innocuous, but I think it's a classic example of these types of soft law being implemented and controlling commerce and controlling the ability for you to conduct commerce and manage your own personal property. You know, right there, it's like, well, we decided because we are God that, you know, you got to have the proper vehicle to come to the front of the line. So, Lee, I appreciate you taking a look at this. And what town do you live in?
I live about halfway between Augusta and Athens.
Okay.
And Athens is only an hour away from Correct.
Is Augusta or the Athens on the ICLEI list?
Yes, it is. 48 miles away from it.
Well, now you got folks listening. You have something that's a point of differentiation you can bring up, you can bring out, so you can have dialogue with your community. If you're a member, it might be a blessing in disguise. Get on it and get them to drop their membership. And people might move to your town because you stood up. We're going to take a break. Hold on.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day. Because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Operations. Steve Commons, sitting next to Jim, is our assistant city manager for administration. And Shannon Entz, at the end of the table, is our community development and public transportation director. The purpose of this meeting is to provide a civil forum to receive public comments concerning the City of Edmonds sustainability program. There is a sign-up sheet for people who want to comment, and they're going to bring that up to me, I think, in a couple of minutes. And also, if you haven't signed up yet, we want to give you another opportunity, so there'll be a sheet at the back as well. The guidelines for comments will be the same as those that are used when people address the City Council in a City Council meeting. Three basic guidelines, and number one, people wanting to comment must first give their name and address, including the city where they live. Number two, we ask people to limit their comments to no more than 5 minutes. And number three, basic rules of civility will be followed, and that means basically no interruptions of the person speaking, no clapping, cheering, booing, etc. We do not have the equipment available within the city to televise this meeting live, but we are recording it for future playback on the city's government access channel, Cox Channel 20, and AT&T U-verse Channel AT&T U-verse Channel 99. For those people that would prefer to comment on the city's program through email, comments can be sent to our city staff at comments@edmondok.com. No decisions will be made at this meeting. This is an opportunity for people to comment and tell us what they have to say.